This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.
Millions of voices calling for change.
This campaign will transform America.
Senators Obama and Clinton last night in New Hampshire, the front runners for the Democratic nomination.
Race and sex, the big elephants in the room on the Democratic side of the presidential contest. And joining me now to talk about that is Frangela. They are our comedic translators of current events, Angela Shelton and Frances Collier. Welcome back, ladies.
Hi.
Thank you.
Angela, last time we spoke about this particular topic, you were supporting Hillary. Frances, you were supporting Barack Obama.
Yes.
And has that changed as of last night?
No. I'm thrilled.
You're gloating.
Oh, you should have heard the phone calls. This phone just ringing, ringing. Just kept calling.
I like that College Town came in. Guess what? My girl won.
Well, Frances?
I'm a little sad. You know, I think he thought he had it, but he didn't.
You know what? We're black women, though.
Yes.
We kind of win both ways.
Yeah, we do.
you know what I mean? It's a good time for us.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Barack Obama. He won in Iowa. He came in a close second in New Hampshire.
And yes.
Let's just put it out there. These are two of the whitest states in the union. So what is that? Isn't that good news for the state of race relations in America?
Yeah. You know what? I feel like there's a kind of a disconnect, though.
Yeah.
Because Frances and I were just in. We've been in New York like four times in the last 2 months.
Yes.
We can't get a cab.
We still can't get a cab.
This is a city that is probably the most heterogeneous city in the world. Maybe.
It's Clinton's state. And it's worse than it's ever been. I lived in New York for years.
In fact, we had to get the white people we were with
to get the cabs.
And they knew and understood.
So do you think Barack Obama could get a cab in New York City?
Oh,
no.
Hell no.
Even as president. That's the thing.
Mm-mm. Don't try to get no cab.
Mm-mm.
You're going to have to stay with the Secret Service to get someplace.
Yes.
Okay. Yesterday in the New York Times, Gloria Steinem wrote a column that a lot of people were talking about. And she was saying basically, well, if Obama were a woman, there is no way she would be where he is today. That it's actually harder for a woman to get to this position than a black man.
You know what bothers me about that is I think, and I'm a little disappointed in Gloria Steinem because I think she's smarter than this. I think she's put herself in the middle of a debate that's a stupid debate, which is who has it rougher. Because frankly, I win then because I'm a black woman.
Right.
You know,
I get the best of both worlds.
You know, and he's got the biggest black woman with him, Oprah.
Yes.
And it's just such a specious argument to me because it really doesn't take into account the actual history of this country in terms of how changes have come about, really. I wish she hadn't done that. I wish she had kept the debate out of that stupid arena they always try to put us in against each other instead of against the people we need to be against.
Yeah, you know what? I don't feel like fighting my sisters and my brothers, literally.
Exactly.
Ladies, what do you make of this stunning difference between the polls, what the polls were showing, right up until the voting, double digits in most cases for Obama, and then what actually happened? And, you know, some people are saying, well, it was the women who turned out in the last minute to make the difference, and other people are saying, well, maybe it's the old say one thing to the pollsters and do another thing once you get in the voting
room. I think it's the latter.
It's the Sanjaya phenomenon,
people. Yes, it is so American Idol, girl.
This is a reality TV nation.
Mm-hmm.
Sanjaya was supposed to lose. He wasn't supposed to get there. I've been accused of being crazy and a cynical conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
But I believe that Republicans and independents who are actually Republicans are voting for Barack Obama because they don't believe a black man can win the general election.
Yeah, they're trying to sandbag.
I believe that's going on.
The election.
Well, what about this thing that's now being labeled the diner sob?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where
she broke down.
Well, didn't actually cry, but
no.
She got a little
yes.
misty.
But they keep saying she cried.
Well,
which
know,
I'm like, hello, she got choked up.
Can't she have emotions?
You know what really makes me excited today? All day yesterday, they were talking about how insincere it was.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, she just did that because she's been advised to show it. It's totally insincere. But now that she's won, she finally found her voice.
And she's the comeback kid.
She finally let people really see her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know who's really coming out bad in this election process is the media.
Yeah.
They're the ones.
Can we vote them out?
Because I'm like, y'all are messing up right and left.
We'll all be out of a job if we vote us out.
We're commentators.
It's different.
We're not reporters. It's a small distinction, but allows us to make many inaccuracies.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing your inaccuracies with us here
today.
Anytime. We'll have you back soon. Frances and Angela, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.